וידבר השם אל מוישה ואל סיני לאמור שישון עם תזרה סודך שישון עם תזמר כרמך ואוספת את תבואסו בשונו השביעיס סוד חולי סיזרה קר מחולי סיזמוי נא ללאוטו נא דפירט נא דייקב נא דקרם ספיח ציר חולי סיקצוי ואויסו שבס האורץ לחו פוסק אז ממשיך ונוסנו אורץ פיריו ואכלתם לסויבה וישבתם לבית החולר. So זה אינטרסנט האורץ. When the פוסק starts to write, it says, וסופרתו לכו שבע שבסוי שונה. קרמכו לא יסיזרה. Sodecho loy sifzoy. Everything is written beloshen yochi. Everything is written beloshen yochi. Sodecho loy sizro. Karmecho loy sifzoy. Sfiach ketzircho loy selaket. Everything is written by Loshon Yechidi. Don't do, don't do, don't do. When it comes to the broches, it's written by Loshon Rabbi. Venosno oretz pirio ve'achaltem lasoy ve'yeshavtem levetah. When it says not to do it, it says Sodecho lo yisizro, Karmecho lo yisikzor, Leket ketzircho lo yiselakei, Ve'achaltem lesoiva. Why it doesn't say Sodechem lo yisizro, Karmechem lo yisifzoiru? Or if it says Sodecho lo yisikzor, Sodecho lo yisifzor, let the pasuk write Ve'achalto lesoiva. Why the tzivui mabeloshen yochi? Sadecho lo yisizro, karmecho lo yisikzor, and the aftoches abeloshen rabbi. Venosno oretz yevulo, v'achaltem lasoiva v'yeshavtem. All related tzivuim to be beloshen rabbi as well. Sadechem lo yisikzor, sadechem lo yisikzor, karmechem lo yisikzor. Or let the broches to be beloshen yochid as well. V'achalto lasoiva. So here once. She said, "Pshat." Mordechai, Aymer Dabi Veshamamri was learned from Mordechai that said, "B'shem Esther." No, Mordechai said, "B'shem Esther." This is the only market that we have to say Veshamamri is from Mordechai B'shem Esther. I can have a title that I'm saying over something with Shema Rabbits. Anyway, we call him a coin. Such as a Givaldi Givaldi. After she was almoned, she was sick, she was about to die. The kids got together and then they thought I was dear, and then she said this. And she said the following vote. The Tzivui is written by Loshon Yochid. A lot of times, especially in Shemitah, it's a very hard mitzvah. You Americans don't understand why it's so hard. In a second, I will explain to you why it's so hard. Why it's so hard? Everyone is not keeping Shemitah around you. I have to not work on my field, because if not, the Oretz will be very upset if she doesn't have the rest. No one is resting anyways. person thinks, so I will not have an iPhone. So Mashiach will come. What I'll do with all the thousands of bad people that I have it, all the monsters that are going around with it, what I'll do with them. So what will help that I will not have an iPhone? What will help that I would have a filter on my computer? You know how much computers are not filtered? It will be a difference. Mashiach will come because of me. So I will go in the street in a hat and jacket. You know how many Shiva can go without a hat and jacket in the street? So because of me, Mashiach will come. We're going to know that there's some bad boys that walk without a hat and jacket. They don't feel Yeshiva like. Yeah, they live in Yeshiva, they have a black guy, I'm going to get a white shirt. I said, Alamo, it's Chaval that they have a white shirt. It's better than we'll have blue shirts. It's Bachar. I just know one thing, the Yeshiva Bachar going without a hat and jacket. I don't care. I see a Yeshiva Bachar with a blue shirt, I don't care. I see a white shirt without a hat and jacket. And the worst thing sometimes, on Shabbos, I go around 1 o'clock, I see Bachar coming from a meal and they don't have a hat. One of the worst things that I could see. And don't go out. Leave your head here also, I thought. A head without a hat. Yeshiva Bachar on Shabbos walking in the street without a hat. I'm not sure. Once I got say, okay, so I will put out a hat. Yeah, but what with all the bad Bachar that don't put out hats? The Torah especially spoke Beloshin Yoch. So the Cho Loisi Zra. When the bracha comes, Hashem read for Klal Yisrael. Although if the tzibur would be Sodechem lois yizro Karmechem, again, I would say this, yeah, but the Olam are doing it anyway. What is the point? What is the point? That's something that, because I will come to say it at 9 o'clock. But it's empty anyways. Lefichoch nivro Odom Yechidi. One person in the world, and there's a tzivui to that one individual person. So the chol lois yizra, karmechol lois yiktzoyr. The brocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Beloshen Rabbi. Zog the posuk, v'nosno aretz piryo v'achaltem l'soyba, zog Rashi, apetecha me'ayim tiye brocha, v'yishavtem levetach oleo, חיסאים רו מהנויך על בשונו השבי סן לא נזרע ולא נאסף אסטפוסה מה יהיה? וציביסי אסביחוסי לכם בשונו השישיס ואוסטו אסטפו אל השולו איש השול פרק דור החיים הקודש חיסאים רו מהנויך על בשונו השבי הן לא נזרע ולא נאסף וציביסי אסביחוסי. And what would it be if a person would not ask Manoichal Bashono Ashpiz? What does it say? It's Vechitoimu Manoichal Bashono Ashpiz Vetzivisi Esbichos. What would it be if a person would not ask Manoichal Bashono Ashpiz? So what will happen then? It's Mashma Vechitoimu Manoichal Bashono Ashpiz. And if you would not say Manoichal Bashon HaShviz, Zog the Rachayim HaKodesh, if you would not say, it will not be. Zog the Rachayim HaKodesh, says, when a person keeps Shemitah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him a bracha. Rashi said, "Oichel kima v'mizborech b'meyov." The best diet in the world. Oichel kima mizborech. Eat one spoon and full. Back to Mismedrash. Lunch, one spoon of rice, enough. Supper, one spoon of corn. Oichel kima mizborech b'meyov. People are nervous. Vos v'zayin b'shono ha'shviz. Nervous? Hashem said it'll be okay. I'm nervous. Hashem said it'll be okay. I'm nervous. No problem. But CVC is because it starts to grow and grow. The guy doesn't know what to do. He hires big warehouses all over the country, big tractors, thousands of workers. You know what it means? For three times work? And he packs it and he packs it. Oh, now he's relaxed. Then he has to open the doors every couple of days and to refresh it and to remove it. But Baruch Hashem. So the Ma'ase said, the guy that was not nervous and had bitachon went to work in the fifth, sixth year, and then he's in vacation. The other guy, the sixth year, he worked triple the job. Never slept. Shana Shvish is just relaxing. No, it's not relaxing. Looking after the warehouses, you know how much money he has to work it out. Busy 24 hours, and Baruch Hashem, he has mamash enough food for the last minute. Oh, but if he would not be nervous, I say Alam Olam Moshel. I'm saying a man in yeshiva, sitting and learning, Shakua be learning. I'm 30 years old, Vassal Zanu Parnos, his wife told me to marry off her kids, you know. Check oil over. Went on to work. Nemach Baruch Hashem, he was a matzliach, became a multimillionaire. Mamish, like one. Buildings. Kids that came to Shiduchim, he had his daughter, you know, they read him his chasher and bacher. He had to pay, you know, $1 million Navin for such a guy. This was the price. The wedding had to be Hilton Manhattan, you know, with ice things. You know, less than that, you know, Pastish, you know, all of his friends. They do it in a marina somewhere. Yeah, I mean, he had to at least have some kids. Altogether, the whole story cost him $2 million. Comes home when they're driving back. The limousine, you know, back in the wedding. He tells his wife, such a mess, I went out to work. I would never have $2 million. When I off Pnina, which was the name of their daughter. The Baruch Hu says, Shaita Shabbat, you will stay in this medrash. I would make this guy want to marry your daughter. I would make his father have a lot of money. He will take care of them. Now you worked so hard that he will have a wedding. You worked hard for him. And you mamash worked for 10 years to give this guy $2 million. Kol hakavod. This is the Or HaKadosh. The Chisayim Ruma Noichal. Vos do Zayin. I said, Bitochen. I told you, don't work in the seventh year, go to Bish Medrash. But there's no food. That will be food. She said, there will be no food. Oichal Kimo Mizboch. You'll have a box of crackers. Every day you eat one cracker, you'll be full. Yes. No garages, nothing. A box of crackers. One box. I'm nervous. It will start to come. So the Alchemy of Avodah explained, it's three midas. Some people that they didn't say Manoichal. They were taka very nervous, and the sixth year they planted triple. These people, taka, they worked very hard, and they, Baruch Hashem, like this in Gemara, went out to work and they have a pranasa. The second guy is have bitachon over the whole time of a vos vil zayin. I'm in yeshiva, but vos vil zayin. I'm in yeshiva, but vos vil zayin. So this is the tzivisiyas bichos. Taka, they don't have to work hard. It grows, but then they have to collect the food. They have to deal with the shefa that Hashem gave them. The real madrega is Azog Nishken Manoichal. He's not nervous. Zog Rashi, V'yashavtem Levetach Oichel Kimo Mizborech B'meo. The Pasuk is Mamshich V'chiyomu Chochicho V'moto Yodo Imoch והחזקתו בו גאו בסוישוב וחיים יום וכוחיכו ומותו יודו אימוך והחזקתו בו גאו בסוישוב וחיים סגרת מרווייס דהי לך ראידי חפץ חיים גאו במותו יודו אימוך והחזקתו בו had to be ve'echzakta oisoy. Oisoy. Ve'echzakta boy. Eitz chayim la'machzikim bo. Eitz chayim la'machzikim oisoy. He said, the yisoy of tzedakah is when it's ve'echzakta boy. when you feel that he's supporting you by you giving him tzedakah, when you feel that he's supporting you, you holding on to him, this is the right tzedakah. V'chzakto boy, you holding on him, it's chayav machazikim bo. But if you feel that you are supporting him, that doesn't work. Chazal say, kol amalim einav min hatzdoke ki'ilu oivad avirazore. Why? Person doesn't give tzedakah, he's nervous, he will not have enough. But if you will have the emunah b'tochim ba'al ribono shel olam, that everything is from Hashem, just he gave you money to support that person. Say a moshel, a guy got a job to be a gabet tzedakah, a rich guy. He was doing his job good for a couple of years. Then he was getting nervous that the rich guy will stop to be rich if he will give out so much tzedakah. So maybe then he will not have a gabet. So he started to keg. He started not to give out so much tzedakah. So he was fired. He was fired. Why? He's like the rich guy. I took you to be a gabet tzedakah. If you're not doing your job, I don't need to pay you. Hashem gives us the money to be a gabet tzedakah. So my job is because I'm the gabet, right? If I'm not a gabet, chodesh ken job. So the exact boy. The gabet tzedakah wakes up, he can't find his papers. You know, if he doesn't find his paper, he's leaving, right? Oh, he found his paper. I'm like, he can't find poor people. You don't know what to find. The poor people are not coming to you. You're not a good gabbai. I need a guy that I don't come over to him, and he's running my tzedakahs. So the people that he's giving the tzedakah, he understands. We have to feel the same thing to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's not our money. We're just a gabbai tzedakah. When a person will feel that he's a gabbai tzedakah, it'll be easy for him to give out tzedakah. Will not be hard for him bichlal to give tzedakah. It's only hard when he feels that he's machzik the ani. Say over a famous Mais Melech HaFetz Chaim, I saw it written down, that, don't remember who it was, someone of the Talmid Chacham, I forgot the name, and his father was supporting him for years. Chaim said, over this Maisa, came the time, and his father-in-law told us, well, the Rebbe said, listen, you know, we're supporting our son-in-law already for 20 years. It's time for him to find a job, a rabbonis. Nowadays, we have a rabbonis. Yeah? He has to find a rabbonis. He wanted to stay and learn back and forth. His wife told him, I don't know who is supporting who. Okay, it was more pressure, and after a year he got the rabbonus, I think, in Poznan, over a big chashuv city, and they came to take him with a wagon. And when he walked out the house to the wagon, the father-in-law had a heart attack and fell dead. Chafetz Chaim says, they thought he's supporting them. They're supporting him. He was supporting them. V'ichzakto boy. And the pasuk is Mamshich al tikach bo in neshach v'tarbis v'yoreiso me'elokecha. V'chei ochicho imoch. Al tikach mid in neshach v'tarbis v'yoreiso skas pecho l'isiko le b'neshach u'b'marbis l'titem echlecho ani Hashem elokecha. So over Shein HaMaisim of Rabbi Yehiger, there was a guy that was Malve Baribi, he said, a big Russia. Kids, he died. Rav Kveger told the Chavakadisha, this guy, not to be masked to cover him, only if he gives like a tremendous amount of money. Like not a normal amount. His family was close to the Poritz. So they went to the Poritz and they said, listen, you know, because our father didn't keep Torah mitzvahs and behave like you, like the Goyim, so now the Jewish people want a lot of money to put him in Beis HaKvolos. It's not fair. We must have to pay the same fee that everyone else pays. So he called up Kivayga. So Kivayga said, I will tell you, shut. You know, why we charge so little for our Beis HaKvolos? Because we believe that eventually everyone wakes up, Mashiach will come. So it's a very short time. It's like really rent for a couple of months, a couple of years. But an Arma Seira, a guy that's Mahu Bahibis, Chazal say he doesn't wake up with Chesam Mesa. So he's going to be here for a long, long time. It's a different price. He wants to be here forever. That is a very expensive. So, I don't know, you know, some Bochum, they sleep in Bismedrish. So they have to pay Shiva, you know, tuition double. We charge for sitting here. Sleeping is a different charge. If a guy comes to Yeshiva and he sleeps, schmoozes that. Learning is a very cheap fight. If a guy comes here, it's a club. It's a very expensive club. Yeah. He schmoozes for an hour. It's a very special price you have to pay. It's not his head for an hour or two. It's a full hotel. It's a different tuition. Then the pasuk starts in Bechukoi say teleichu ves mitzvoi say tishmeiru ve'asisa mois. Rashi says in Bechukoi say teleichu yochol zekiyum ha-mitzvahs kshu'oimah ves mitzvoi say tishmeiru harikiyum ha-mitzvahs amur omani mekayim Bechukoi say teleichu shetiyu ha-meilim b'toyot. Before we start, but the Baruch Finger will say ha-lemol derech klal behar Bechukoi say together Chavis Alvove says in Shara Bitochum שלא יתוכן המולו של תוירו ויגיוסו אלו בבעל הביטוח. אלו בבעל הביטוח. This week we had a Levaya, a Goyal, a Shmuel Yankov Borenstein, a Tzadik, a Kodesh Livroche. I was very close to him, very, very close to him. It was a Talmid Chochem שאין כדוגמוס. Mamash. The Iyun, the Amolo, the Yigiyoso, the Yediyoso. You think about a tremendous, tremendous Talmid Chacham. Something unusual. Something unusual. He was such a Bal Yisurim. He never had a good day in his life. It's not the Motim of the Rabbim to go over the Yisurim that he passed. Never. And you think, so how a person like this could be lektzach and learning? You know, if you have a confused, who will be your chavrus and exman, you really can't learn. The Talmud says he was a bal mitoch. Chavis Alvove says, lo yitochen kinyana toiro yediyoso amolo beyegiyoso elo bebal mitoch. Mele behar bechukoi say is not sam. That says no more. Ma'inyan shmita lehar Sinai. If you want to be like Har Sinai, you have to learn a shmita. Shmita was a chinuch. What was a shmita? For a year, people didn't work the fields. You know, it sounds very easy. But today, you know, they have keren hashvi'is and they collect for your money. In the old days, the only parnosa, the main parnosa people had was fields. So this was the derech ha'olam, so they scrumming. And a guy for a year doesn't do nothing. And he has bitochen and b'ir ha'olam. Was a whole training of bitochen and b'ir ha'olam. Mele Alamon beharka was before Bechukoyse. Bechukoyse teleichu ves mitzvoyse tishmeiru ve'asise moisom shetiyu amelim batoiru. You have to know. I spoke about it a couple of times. It's not enough. Shtei shetiyu loim dim toiro. Shetiyu masmidim. Shtei shetiyu ameilim batoiro. Shetiyu ameilim batoiro. The Yesoid, the key, is not enough to sit and learn. You have to have Amolo Shul Toiro. Hem Ameilim, V'anachnu Ameilim. There's an Indian to be Omel Batoiro. This is Reed, says, why the Olam was Nizdazo when they had Targum Yenis of Eluziel? Everyone will know pshat. Amor Shul Toiro is not a chetimtze to know pshat. We don't understand why it makes it easy in our generation. We don't understand. But it became easier to learn. Ha'olam nizdazo arbamo ispauso al arbamo ispauso. She'achshov lo yiyu ameilim batoiro. We have a generation, Baruch Hashem, is ribuy toiro. But it's not ribuy amolo shel toiro. People learn, and they learn, and it's sfarim that help to learn, and learn more, and learn more. But when it's, you're tired, to be ameilim batoiro, to be a game batoiro, that doesn't exist. And the brachas in Bechukoi say teleichu ves mitzvoi say tishmoiru v'asisa oisom v'nosate gishmeichem v'ito v'nosno oretz yevulo v'itzasoda yitem piroi v'isig lochem daish es botzir u'botzir yosig v'zora. So there's two kashas. One kasha that before she asks, you know, if we'll sit and learn, it will rain and the sun will shine. That is normal, yeah? So we'll get to the kasha, why Hashem doesn't promise gold and silver. But before the kasha, what happened to Bohat, Bohir, Bohat, Basod, Boh, Tanecho, Mishaltecho? There is Golnish. There's no promises. Where's the promises? Bechukoi say teleichu sheti amelim matayr. Rashi says in Shabbos, samachayim lamayminim bo sheloimdim bekol koichom utreichim v'yegeim lodas soido keodom shehu loimed biyad yemin. This is a crash. Eitz chayim lamachzigim bo lamayminim bo samachayim lamaminim bo sheloimdim bechol koichom ve'oisim ve'toichim bo leida soido ki yad yamin. And if not so strong, it's samamovis. Not if you don't learn samamovis lamasmino, no, they learn morning seder, night seder, come out samamovis. You feel the samamovis after 2 years. They mismanage, they lost the taste, they feel the tasting movis. Who has a samachayim? So it Rashi lamaminim bo. So bechukoi say teleichu shetiyu ameilim batoicho. Yegeim bechol koicho. Venosati gishmeichem bi. So the rain will rain and the sun will shine. So I don't know, Chaim HaKadosh brings a pshat. Sometimes Hashem makes it not to rain because mis'aveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tfiloson shel hatzadik. There's Yisurim for different reasons. As a group of Yisurim, ki mis'aveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tfiloson shel hatzadik. That is one group of Yisurim. She mis'aveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tfiloson shel hatzadik. If someone sits and learns, we don't need him to go to daven. We don't need him to go up north to go to daven. He's sitting and learning. Who needs to go to daven? The guy that is not sitting and learning, he has to run to Amukah and to all these places. The guy that is sitting and learning doesn't have to run around. This is what the pasuk means. In the chukai say telechu, ves mitzvay say tishmoiru. If a person will sit and learn day and night, we don't need him to go to daven in the kvalim. The nosate gishmeichem beito. It will happen anyways. So this is what the pasuk means. That the things that sometimes don't happen because a person doesn't, Hashem is avid at filosof shel tzadikim, but in bechukai se telechu shetiyo amelim batoiro, we don't need it. And we have to know what is amelim batoiro. They say over a maizav that she been erof. That the Chibin Rav was once Shabbos afternoon, he was resting, he heard knocking at his door. Knocking and knocking and knocking. He got up, he said, this Yerushalmi kid, 5 years old. It was Vilster, Pshat and Rashi. So for this you woke up the Chibin Rav? So the kid told, Vos? Did Shabina Rav sleep Shabbos noch mittag? Well, did Shabina Rav sleep Shabbos afternoon? From then, did Shabina Rav never went into the bed in Shabbos? She said, if a 5 years old kid expects that Shabina Rav will not sleep Shabbos afternoon, so Shabbos afternoon, did Shabina Rav can't sleep. What? Did Shabina Rav sleep Shabbos noch mittag? What? Did Shabina Rav sleep Shabbos afternoon? He never went into bed. Say the famous Meisel with the Besalevi, when Chaim, when they bought an Esreg, was a Shilef, an Esreg in Eretz Yisrael with Shvis. So they bought it for the Besalevi. And the Chaim didn't want to use this Esreg. So Besalevi heard that the Chaim is not going to use the Esreg. So he asked him why, and he said that it's a psacheshm with a Rambam. In the middle of the night, the Besalevi figured out the cheshm, and he came, sent to the Reb Chaim. So they called Reb Chaim, and he said he has a cheshm. Chaim said that he has to daven to say Birkas HaTorah. So the Besalevi started to cry. So he asked the Besalevi why he was crying. He said, the young man that is going to be the next God Lador, 4 o'clock in the morning, has to say Birkas HaTorah. Bel Chador is going to be. We don't have musog in what is Amola Shel Torah. We don't have mussog in what is Yegiyoso Shel Torah. The person will understand. The pasuk is Mamshich. Venosati Shalom Baoretz, Ushchavtem Ve'en Machriv, Nishbasti Chayoro Min Haoretz, Uredavtem Ve'seveichem, Verotu Mikem Chamisho Me'a, Umeo Mikem Ufanesi Lechem, Yerbeisi Eschem, Ve'kimoisi Esbrisi Yitchem, Ve'achartem Yoshon, Venosati Mishkoni B'seichem. Reb Chaim Kanievsky speaks out, but there's no broches. Everything will be good. No tzores, no redifus in the goyim, achaltem yoshon noishon, but there's no aftoche from boruch ato boir, boruch ato basode. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down, as Bodan and Murs for him, he says, the broches of boruch ato boir, boruch ato basode is for klal Yisrael. But for learning the Torah, the ribuy olam hazeh is a chisor. Heard over from Ravada Yosef, he would give him the sphere, he would give a shir in his house every day between Mincha Mayim. Sometimes I would take my kids there. So he would spend the Asmanim. The sphere started from after Pesach. I don't know. And he said, it's written in Yerushalmi. Talmid Echor, he learned, Eitz Chaim, Ramachazigimu, Simcheu, Musho, Oisho, Vechoboit, One of the Tanoim was Dairish. So this person went and he asked him, so it means Kipshuta? He said yes. He said, Barazay, I want to be a Talmid Chacham. And he came and he started to learn. After a couple of months, he was poor, didn't have nothing what to eat. After a couple of months, he comes over to his Rebbe. Rebbe, where is the Oishal Rekovet? I'm learning for a couple of months. Mishkan Oishal Mishkan Rekovet. He says, don't worry, just learn. Tilmat. He learned for another couple of months. He says, Rebbe, Mishkan Oishal Mishkan Rekovet, I can't, I don't know what to eat. I'm eating bread with water. He says, don't worry, to learn. Yeah, besetah. He learned for another couple of months. Rebbe, where is the Oishal Rekovet? He said, don't worry, just go back to the Bis Medrash. A couple days later came someone to the Bis Medrash and he said, I'm very rich and I want to be a shooter for someone's tayir. He took out 12 cups from Paz. Paz is much more from diamonds and much more from gold. Paz. This is the Yerushalmi. And he said, I want to give it to the Talmid Chacham, I'll be with him together. So the Rebbe called Ahu Talmid. Over here. Here is the Oishal Rekovet. He took the 12 cups and he went to his room. Achar kamayomi metzoi boiche. Said this. Koiso shuzov paz metzupim be'avonim toivim margolius. Omar Rebbe, Loma Ato Boiche, Kibalta Oisho Vekovet. Omar Rebbe, Oili Sheikhlafti, Oilom Oimed, Oilom Cholef. And he oits a lachzer be. So in Yerushalmi, Oiso Yatalmin, Nikro Reb Shimon Ben Pazi, Al Shema Paz. This is our famous Reb Shimon Ben Pazi, Al Shema Paz. The Medrash Rabbah brings down Maise Beechud Mitalmidei Shel Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Sheyotzo L'chutz Laaretz. He went to the States. And he came back with a lot of money. V'hoyo Atalmidim Roim Oysoyu Mekanim Boy. V'hoyo Mevakshim Afheim Lotzeis L'chutz Laaretz. That's what it is. Medrash Rabbah Pisken Unbeis. Check it inside. V'yoda Reb Shimon heard about the rumors that are going in yeshiva. The Oilam wanted, the guy made money, he played with points, and the Oilam also wanted to do it, yeah? Koro Rebbe letalmido. V'hiviyom lebiko gdoilo. A huge biko. Omar lo, biko, hismali din reizov. Ischilo abiko moishches umismalo din rizo. Omar loem imzov atem evakshim kru. Harizov lefoneiche. Aval hiu yoidim. Kol ma shenoit limachshov choser shom. What you have in this world is shenemar vatischak leyoim acho. I remember seeing in the stories of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim lived very poorly. And his kids, they wanted to make the floor properly. The Chofetz Chaim was very misnagged. They told him, Aslikiyas. Then he was masking to put lattes of wood on the floor instead of mud. But not more than that. And then the kids decided to buy curtains. And the Chofetz Chaim yelled on them, "What, you want to steal my Olam Haba from me?" So I know we're not holding in this Madrigas, yeah? I think our shirts are more expensive than Chofetz Chaim's curtains, yeah? But a person has to understand. The Alamoy knows, you have these anti-frum people that come over and tell you that they saw the Becher of the Chofetz Chaim. It was not a Shir Chazanish. I'm sure you heard all these rumors. So I heard once of a Choshev Yid. Yeah, you're right. The Becher of the Chofetz Chaim was very small. He also had only one shirt. If you have 12 shirts, you could have also a Kais Shir Chazanish. He was mistaping little Maza. He didn't take from no one, so he only had a small Becher. So he only had a small Becher. But he also had only one shirt. Oh, but you 12 shirts you have. The good case, yeah? Avraham Becher, Chazanish. Chaim Kanievsky, I was in a bris a couple years ago. I was a Talmid Chochem, and he said thank you to his wife that, you know, has bought a baby and she's taking care of him, and take her to the neighbor that's in the food, you know, all of the devices, yeah? And thank you to this one and that one and the ones that came from America. But I really want to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that I was zeicha to sit and learn. Now, I'm not speaking someone of this said a good Russia. You hear when he said that, he was really thankful. He realized to sit and learn is the most important thing. Zagreb Chaim Kanievsky, we spoke with a couple times. It's Hadinian to think that the payment for Torah is money. So, Moshe, sometimes you make a big favor to someone, a huge favor. Yeah, you take him out of jail, and you'll save him. And then he'll tell you, "Listen, I don't have money, take 20 shekel." "I don't have, sorry, I just only have 20 shekel." "What do you tell him?" "I really appreciate it, it's okay. I don't need 20 shekel. I prefer that he will." "Oh, but he says, by me 20 shekel is a lot." "I said, I know it's by you a lot. Keep the 20 shekel." "Only I saved you," right? It's the same thing if we'll understand what it means learning Torah. What is Ruchnias? We understand if we accept the Gashmias, for the Tashlim of Ruchnias is like accepting 20 shekel. Zogim Chayek and Ayevsky and the Brochas of Parshas Bechukoysa. The klolas are terrible. Your hair could fall when you read the klolas. You would think the brachas is the opposite. Well, the brachas is life good. You will manage everything to be good, and you could sit and learn via shaftim levetach. I'll finish with one vote of the Biskerov. ונוסעתי פונאי בוכם וניגפתם לפני אביכם and the clawless ורודו בוכם שונאיכם ונסתם ואין רוידף. One of the clawless is ונסתם ואין רוידף. What kind of clawless is ונסתם ואין רוידף? יא רוידף, ניש רוידף. It's about Balabatish, the world says that. If I'm running away from a רוידף, eventually I could run away. Yeah? But if it's en roidef, I just fadimian, so when I hide in my under the floor, I also feel that he's coming from under the floor, right? I jump from a building, he's jumping after me. If it's a real roidef, eventually I think he can't get here. But if the nastim is because fadimian that someone is chasing you, so it's unlimited. But they bring from the Biskerov that he said, b'shem de goyen, v'eloikim yevakesh esmirdof. Afilu tzadik roidef, as they state in Medrash and the Goyen and Koyalas. Afilu tzadik roidef, Rosha Kodesh Baruch Hu merachem ala nirdof. Venastem ve'en roidef. As he given a roidef, eventually Kodesh Baruch Hu will stop it, because he's the roidef and you're the nirdof. The Seover was a asifa of binyoni kashrus and brisk by the Biskerov. Was a asifa by the Biskerov. They heard there was a guy that was mamish poyetz gedol. So they made a asif of all the rabbonim. But the problem is that yenim rov echad shigikum in the asif. He also came to the Asifa to find out who is the Peretz Geder, yeah? So they couldn't, so the Biskarov started to speak about something else. So when they finished, the Askarim asked the Biskarov, why just didn't tell him, go out, you're the person. He said, if I would tell him to go out, he would be a Nirda. Amol, you have to know, even when you're fighting someone, machem nishke nirdaf. Sometimes there's a roommate, he's wrong. But you make him a nirdaf. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. He feels he's a nirdaf. Maybe he makes noise, maybe he smells, maybe. But he's a nirdaf. Maybe Biskarov Zogin, the Klolo Shtei, when asked him the Eng Roides, go a starke Klolo. As he do a Roide, the Klolo can't be so strong, because Aleikim Yevakish is Nirdov. But when there's no Roide, there's no Aleikim Yevakish is Nirdov. So it was a special Klolo. The Nastem Ve'en Roide, there will be no Roide, but maybe you will never be a Nirdov.